般若波罗蜜多心经这小本的法本 Let's start by reciting the Heart of Perfection Wisdom Sutra 华文的中文的版本是在第三面 We are going to recite in Mandarin if you are more comfortable with English, you can start, you can recite at the same time in English on page 1. 般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨，行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色。受想行识亦复如是舍利子是诸法空相不生不灭不垢不净不增不减是故空中无色无受想行识无眼耳鼻舌身意无色声香味触法无眼界乃至无意识界无无明亦无无明尽乃至无老死亦无老死尽无苦集灭道无智亦无得以无所得故菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故心无挂碍无挂碍故无有恐怖远离颠倒梦想究竟涅槃三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒是大明咒是无上咒是无等等咒能除一切苦真实不虚故说般若波罗蜜多咒即说咒曰 Gade Gade Paragade Parasangade Bodhisoha 大家有没有带你的功德本送来Foundation of all qualities 在英文的100我不懂还记得吗好像很久了137面 The foundation of all good qualities 这是英文的华文的是上次很久以前复印给大家的功德本颂所以如果你没有的话你可以拿英文的法本来念、哦、谁需要英文法本的、哦、OK 没有人、哦、可能有人已经全部背下来了功德本颂唯愿加持令我先善见于诸功德之本恩惠主如理依止是乃道之根然后精进恭敬成依止唯愿加持令我先体悟一次所得此善有暇深难得有益然后不间断昼夜升起取其精华心唯愿加持令我先念此生命飘摇犹如水泡沫迅速即为死魔所摧毁并且确知黑白叶诸果事后跟从犹如影随行然后令我时时不放逸众恶中连小罪皆断除并且成就一切善法具唯愿加持令我先认清世间圆满诸过众苦门不可依赖享受不厌足然后勇猛追求解脱乐唯愿加持令我善巧用有比清净心令所引发正念正知极大不放逸主修教法根本别解脱唯愿加持令我先观察诸母有情同我落有海然后暗习殊胜菩提心复合救度众生之重担唯愿加持令我先善见若仅发心却于三种戒不屈修持不能成菩提然后精进勤学佛子律唯愿加持令我心流中熄灭于诸妄境之调举并且如理四察真实意迅速升起止光双运道唯愿加持令我于共道 修成法器，遂令顺利入。诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，必具善缘众生正经度。彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二系地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达，续不精要及二次第心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修，四作瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道理皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息，唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
Hello. Okay, yeah. Okay, so before class, maybe we do short meditation, okay?
在正式讲课前，我们先做一个短暂的共修。
So then, just a few minutes, do breathing meditation, okay? So try to breathe in, out gently, then focus your mind on the breath. Few minutes.
我们先花几分钟观我们的呼吸，就数息观，呼出去，吸进来，不要故意去呼，就很顺畅的、很自然的去呼吸，然后将心呢原念于你的呼吸上。
Okay, so then, when your mind is in back, in present moment, so then I visualize in front of you the golden throne. So on top of the golden throne, you visualize lotus. On top of the lotus, you visualize mundis. Then upon the mundis, you visualize Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, who is made of light and lively, looking at you with the compassionate peace.
我们将文心呢原念于当下的这一刻呢，就可以起观，观想呢在我们前方的虚空呢出现一个莲花座，上面呢有个月轮，然后本师释迦牟尼佛的金光相好身就出现在这个月，坐在月轮上，他慈悲的视察着我们，看着我们。
So then, next visualize, so numberless of offering, you know, so many as possible, you can visualize entire universe and covered by different type of offering.
接着呢，我们要观想呢，我们为本师释迦牟尼佛献供，我们先供养遍布整个虚空。
So now, this beautiful offering, so now imagine you are making offering to Buddha Shakyamuni. The same, then you can imagine each Buddha, you make this numberless offering, you know.
接着呢，我们可以这样的想，我所有的供养呢，也供给所有的十方一切的佛。
So now, think that all Buddhas receive your offering, so generate great bliss in their mind.
佛呢，收到我们的供养后呢，心升起大乐。
So then next we do purification meditation. So we recite Shakyamuni mantra 7 times. So that time visualize the light rays, nectar come from Buddha Shakyamuni, the enter yourself and other sentient beings by then purified all our physical pain, mental suffering, then all the obscuration, the emotion, the negative thoughts are totally purified. Then your mind becomes very clear, you know, and feel happy, joy, feel the joy feeling in the heart. Then meditate, stay at that joy moment long as possible.
接着呢，我们要做这个净化的观想。我们会念本师释迦牟尼佛的圣号洪名啊7次。在念这个圣号的时候呢，他们本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒的时候呢，我们也观想本师释迦牟尼佛的金光相好身发出大光明啊。同时呢，降下这个甘露水，这大光明和甘露水呢，进入我们的身体，还有我们观想的我们周围的所有一切众生的身体，这净化了我们的身体，还有心理上所感受到的痛苦，就去除了我们所面对的障碍，我们所有的负面的念头、不好的情绪等等，我们的邪念全部呢，跟这个。大光明还有甘露呢，全部去除掉、净化掉了。这时呢，我们的身心都感到非常的清净，我们心里呢会升起一种快乐、一种喜悦，像把我们的心呢原念专注在这个喜悦当中。准备好，我们就开始念诵了。大家还记得他的心咒吗？Theyata Om Muni Muni Mahamunaye Soha t 타야 타 오 모네 모네 마하 모나예 소하 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 타야 타 오 모네 모네 마하 모나예 소하
So then, shortly do dedication. Whenever you collect merit, immediately dedicate the merit. So here, so whatever you collect merit, do this merit may quickly become like Buddha Shakyamuni, able to lead each and every sentient being to enlightenment.
我们愿接着呢，我们就做一个回向，好，把我们所做的这简短的共修，所积累的功德呢，所积累的功德回向，回向我们能迅速证得释迦牟尼佛的果位，像释迦牟尼佛一样呢，能引领众生啊，证得佛的果位。
아야, 응? 나 가르치고 나무스다. 해피 뉴 이어, 됐어. 아, 해피 뉴 이어.
하다디디. 아, 캐롬주주大家新年快乐已经过去了
Is the new year or finished?
Finished.
Finished.
Be later, be later.
It's not finished. I don't know what to talk today. Huh? I have no idea.
I also don't know what to translate today. 大家还记得上次我们讲到哪里吗?
Sometime long break, long holiday then.
因为我们已经放下大概很久了，大概有几个月了。 还有没有人记得上次我们讲到哪里? Mr. Wong. <笑><笑>第五啊，第五啊 One, two, three, four, five. Oh. The fifth stanza.
Pipped.
One, two, three, four, five. About.
Seeking.
Samsaric pleasure, dissatisfaction.
Seeking samsaric pleasure is the door to all suffering. They are uncertain and cannot be rely upon realizing this shortcoming. Please bless me to generate a strong wish, the bliss of liberation. Huh? Must be that part.
They bliss out already, they can't remember. 上次我们好像讲到第五节，就是唯愿加持令我先认清世界圆满住过众苦，门不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱了。
So, seeking samsaric pleasure is draw to all suffering. So, that's all. So this is the most important, topic to realize, to recognize, realize oneself, Otherwise, quite difficult to become your practice into Dharma. Whatever you do, then it's not success. Whatever you try to do Dharma practice, not success, because you are not seeing the point. Yeah?
这句话呢，就第五个偈颂啊，世间圆满诸过众苦门。可能是就是上师认为是我们修行最重要的一个要修的那个法门，因为只有当我们认识到清楚的认识到世间圆满诸过，所谓世间的所有一切圆满呢，其实是所有的痛苦的来源的时候，当我们认识到这一点，然后证悟这一点的时候呢，我们所有的修行才算是真正的修行。要不然呢，如果没有认识到这一点的话，无论我们怎样修呢，都没有办法成功。因为呢，我们没有抓住那个修行的那个重点，这个是修行的重点来的。
Because if you don't have this mind, recognizing the samsaric pleasure is the suffering, then of course there's no wish.There's no strong wish for the bliss of liberation. It's not possible,
Because 当我们的心呢没有了悟到世间的一切圆满都是众苦门的话呢，我们的心不会去希求解脱。
So like that. So I mean, for us, We are always just seeking, pleasure of samsaric pleasure, Whatever you do in daily life, see some pleasure, try to achieve that. You gain something, then you feel a little bit happy. Then again, of course, the same kind of pleasure, then keep running after that, You think this is pleasure, then just run after that, one after another, Whole life, entire life, chasing after the samsaric pleasure. Then, end of the day, our life goes like that. Whole life, entire life go like that, just seeking some kind of temporary pleasure, then believing this is that give you pleasure, then just one by one, in daily life, We don't really see the liberation, just seeing temporary pleasure and go after that, like that. So,
就通常呢，我们在我们的日常生活中，每天的生活中呢，我们都会很积极的去追求这世间的快乐，我们去追求想要获得世间的一些快乐。无论我们做什么，当我们得到一些的时候，我们就感到很快乐，所以我们觉得我们要重复这样快乐的经验，所以我们就一直不断的追求同样的快乐。有时我们追求到一样东西，我们到快乐之后呢，过后变质了，然后我们就过去追求另外一种快乐，所以我们追求的全部呢都是世间的快乐，只不过是换的东西不一样。所以我们的整个生命呢，我们一整个生都是在这样的，从一件快乐追求到另一件快乐，如果它是可以用件来数的话了。然后呢，因为我们相信呢，我们所追求的，我们的世间所追求的一切呢，能带给我们真正的快乐。 所以我们从来没有想过呢，我们要从这样的生活中呢解脱出来。
So in this way, so we look at that way. You know what? How we live our life? You know, one way is we live like that. So that means we don't. It's not true happiness, not true pleasure, but we believe, we see, we believe that is true happiness. You know, and just grasping on that, and to achieve that, we run after one after another. You know, something not really true, you know, but we see truly.Pleasure. Then just to achieve that, we put so much effort, you know. So in this way, we're totally, what called totally ignorance, you know.
所以呢，我们就这样过了一生。因为我们一直在追求呢这世间的东西，我们觉得这世间的东西呢是可以带给我们快乐的，所以当我们得到的时候，我们升起的快乐的感觉呢，但同时呢我们升起的执着的心理，这样我们一直要贪着要去追啊，追求重复这样的快乐。因为我认为呢，我们这样做是得到真正的快乐，所以我们花费很多心思啊去追求这样的世间的快乐，这其实就是我们的无明了。
So see how ignorant we are, you know. So to understand that, you know.
所以呢，这个无明愚痴呢，其实呢，就是这样运作的。
But we have been like this. Not only this life, from beginningless rebirth up to now. You know, there's countless life we have taken, so we are exactly like that. Never wake up, you know, so one is seeking temporary pleasure, it's the true pleasure. Believe, 100%, you know, that's all. You know, never thought of liberation, you know, so.
所以呢，其实不只是这一生我们是这样的，其实坏的习惯是养成的，我自己讲的。所以呢，我们过去无数生啊，很多很多无数生，过去无数生，我们也是重复着这样的生活。所以呢，我们从来就没有醒过来，从来就没有醒悟，我们从来就是追求啊那一生那个短暂的快乐。没有真正的去希求这个解脱。
So like that, so we do this life exactly like that, what I have done in the past, we do this life exactly like that. You know? Then of course, next life again, like that, exactly like that, you know. Nothing much change, you know, life to life. Then, you know, circling in samsara, how we circle in samsara is about that, you know. Just running out samsaric pleasure, then,We circle. Because of that, we circle in samsara. There's no way out to achieve liberation, you know.
所以呢，我们的故事其实是很简单的。我们这一生呢，就这样过去了。像我们的过去生呢，也是这样追求着短暂的快乐，然后也就玩完了。像未来生呢，可能也就是这样再玩多一次，然后又玩完了。好，所以我们一直在不断的重复啊，重复啊，追求那身短暂的快乐，然后死掉受生啊，就不断的在重复，不断的我们叫轮回，而且轮回当中呢，我们都一直在追求我们认为是真正的快乐，所以呢，我们离真正的解脱、出离啊，这样的轮回解脱，好像看不到。
So like that. So, for example, when you see the pig, I don't know, pig? Pig eat the poo.
Pig.
You know, he feels so delicious, you know, eating like a chocolate cake, you know. You know, like how we eat chocolate cake, people enjoy like that. The pig eat the poo, you know.
Marvelicious.
Anyway, very delicious, you know, yum, 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 like that. So when we see such a disgusting, the pig is so ignorant, eating such a disgusting poo as a delicious, you know.
Disgustingly interesting.
Yeah, so we think this pig is so ignorant, you know, like that. So exactly like that, what we do, how we live our life, samsaric pleasure, is like eating like, you know, pig eating poo like that. When Bodhisattva or this, who see emptiness directly, this Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, when see them, they see like that, exactly like that, you know.
就举了一个例子了，举个例子，就好像猪啊，但我们看，我不如你们有没有看到猪啊？因为现在小孩子好像看不到猪了。就是以前我那个年代，我们都可以看到猪的，像猪就会在吃那个食物，他们在吃那个猪的食物的时候，吃的津津有味啊，哇，yummy yummy啊，好像很好吃。好像我们吃 chocolate cake 这样的朱古力蛋糕一样，哇，很好吃的，吃的津津有味的，吃的很开心。可是当我们看猪在吃的时候啊，它出汁的时候，我们觉得啊，这个猪这太蠢了，太笨了，对吗？这样肮脏难吃的食物啊，它也吃得下，而且还觉得这么好吃，那太蠢太笨了。那其实呢？我们回头看我们自己这样的生活，我们再去追求这样的快乐，其实我们和这个猪啊，没有太大的分别。这佛菩萨看到我们的时候讲，哎呀，这些凡夫众生，他们真的好像猪一样哦，吃那个食物觉得很好吃，他们这样生活追求快乐，他们觉得很快乐。We are so pig。哦，会不会觉得好像我们好猪啊
？I think probably they say like that, you know. I think Buddhas, Bodhisattvas see us like that, like a pig, you know.
所以佛菩萨看到我们的时候，看到我们怎么像猪一样的生活呢
？Sometimes they say hopeless, you know? They feel hopeless.
Hopeless.We are hopeless.
Not hopeless. Buddhas, Bodhisattvas feel hopeless to us.
Oh, feel hopeless.
But you can't stop the pig eating caca, yeah? So like that.
哎呀，所以佛菩萨看到我们的时候，可能会觉得，哎呀，绝望了。他们怎么可以这样呢？啊，可是我活得很高兴的。
啊
？But we are very happy, you know?
啊
？We are very happy, you know?
Pig also happy eating poo, you know that?
Yeah, pig has piggy happiness. Their happiness is very piggy.
Piggy happiness, huh?
Yeah, 猪有猪的快乐。
Piggy happiness, human being happiness, huh? So I don't know. So, my point is that we don't see, you know, how ignorant we are, you know.The point is that just seeing that small happiness is the big happiness. This is all about, you know, what we see, our mind see only this much. Beyond this life, you don't see, you know. Our main goal is just a small pleasure. You just attach on that. You think this is the real. When you achieve this, that's it. You know, but this, we have been like that for numberless time.Even this life, you know. But still we don't wake up, you know. Same thing. Again and again. Exactly like that. So that means, you know, we're really, really like a blind person like that, you know.
死戏太多了看不到。所以呢这 Cameron 就要讲的就是我们其实呢就是这样的生活，这样重复，我们的错误了。因为我们在生，我们一直追求这一生呢，我们所看到的、得到那个小快乐，我们所得到的那个小快乐，其实比起解脱来讲，它真的是一个很小的快乐，这一生很短暂的快乐。可是我们觉得，哇，这个快乐是很大很大的一件事，因为我们的心呢，我们的心量啊， 就看到这一生，我们看不到未来生啊，我们看不到很多很多将来要发生的东西，未来生，我们只看到眼前的这一生的东西哦，所以我们看到一些东西哦，我们可以得到要追求给我们快乐的东西啊，我们产生快乐的感觉的东西，我们就产生那种执着，紧紧的抓住它不放。我们得到这种小快乐，我们认为就是它就是真正的快乐。我想只有我们得到的就是真正的快乐，我们用到的真正快乐，我们看不到的那种东西未来的，你不要跟我讲，对吗？好像我们吃东西吃进肚子里了才是真正的快乐。所以我们一直重复这样的东西哦，那而且是很多很多次了啊，不只是这一生了，过去生这样哦，所以我们一直没有从这样的状况中状态中哦醒悟过来呀，不断的重复，就好像瞎了眼的人一样哦，看不到东西。
说来的说说说 like an insect, you know, this insect go inside the container, round container, up there's a hole, but in big container like that. Insect, you know, just go around and around like that, you know.Don't know how to come out. That is space up there is open, but the insect cannot see that. Just going around, you know. The worm, whatever, the insect just go around, round, round like that. Then after a while, they die. You know, well like that. You know.
再举一个例子说明哦。那我们通常呢，我们看到一些昆虫，它飞进一个大容器里面哦。那容器其实能不能有一些洞啊什么它可以飞出来，可能上面有些洞它可以飞出来，可是它飞掉进去的时候它没有看到的，有些那种透明的容器你就看到那只昆虫这边飞啊飞啊飞啊绕圈圈绕啊可能它自己晕倒了我不知道，飞飞飞没有气力啊，没有东西啊，没有力气了，掉下去就死掉了。我们好像也是这样了，我们就在这样追求啊，这样自己的小快乐，很多声音很快乐的嘛，那到一天没有力气了，就咚掉下去死掉了。
啊，是 ，we're like that。啊，the thing about I think exactly like that. So, how intelligent you are, how clever you are, how rich you are.How pretty you are, how big you are, I mean. End up today, doing the same thing, you know. Just going like an insect, you know. Like that. After a while, die, you know. So like that.
所以呢我们这一生也就是这样，无论呢我们多么聪明，或者我们多么财富有多么多，多么有钱啊，或者呢我们的权势啊多么多啊，或者我们的多么漂亮啊好看啊，或者英俊啊等等齁、哦。到了呢最后来临的那一刻齁、哦。我们也像这昆虫一样就这样死掉了，就拜拜。
So like that. So, if you understand, if you don't understand that, you know, samsaric pleasure is a suffering.If you don't understand that, there's no way, you know, almost no way to wish for liberation, you know, almost impossible, you know, because you're just seeing something, you know, this only, you see this, how to see beyond this, you know, so it's extremely difficult, you know, so must recognize that.
所以呢要明白这一点呢是非常重要的。就世间上呢我们所追求的一切快乐呢它不是永久的。对，不是永久的。OK, 谢谢。不是永久的。所以呢它终有 完结的时候，在完结的时候呢，这样痛苦呢就来了。所以他就讲世界圆满诸过众苦门，到最后呢你得到的都是那些苦果。如果能够这样想的话，你心里有生出这样的心理的话，你就会有出离心，你的出离心就产生，你就能够希求解脱，从这里跳出来。要是没有认清这一点呢，你要能够得到解脱，要追求解脱的话，是非常非常难的一件事。
What? So then, you know, then the samsaric pleasure we see as a pleasure, you know, then. But we achieve that, there's no satisfaction, you know. We look at anything achieved, there's no satisfaction, you know, in deep down.
当我们得到这世间乐的时候呢，我们以为要我们就得到真正的快乐。可是如果你真的深一层去想的话，其实呢，你还是不满足的。
So, for like wealth, you know, then reputation, you know, but how much we have, how much we achieve, you know, there's no satisfaction.You know, always wanting more and more like that, you know. So there's no satisfactory in the mind.
所以呢，比如说世间的财富，你得很多很多的钱啊，或者名誉啊，好的声誉啊，我们通常得到的时候就会很高兴了。可是过后呢，我们希望得到更多，我们希望更有钱，我们希望我们的名声更好，所以呢，人心呢永远不满足。
So then, again, you deeply, look deeply, you know, to achieve this samsaric pleasure. You know, then we work so hard for that, you know, to achieve that. We try all our effort, you know, try to achieve that, you know, so much effort, hardship we put that, you know.
这样有时候呢，我们为了要得到这世间的快乐呢，我们就花费很多心思啊，我们非常用功啊，非常努力啊，甚至呢，我们要忍受一些痛苦啊，我们都觉得是值得的哈，就是为了得到我们认为这个很快乐的东西。
You know, I'm talking about our life. You know, our life is like that. You know, seeing samsaric pleasure is a pleasure.To achieve that, put so much effort day and night. You know, sometimes even disturb our sleep. You know, it's not easy. You know, just, I mean, you see, very small thing, but we put so much effort. You know, then in this way, you know, how much wisdom we have, how intelligent we have, we can understand, you know.
所以呢，我们这一生呢，都是在这个追求这世间的快乐，而且呢，我们是非常非常用功，非常非常努力的去追求的，为了只是得到我们这一生的安乐，所以我们看到其实是很不容易的。可是这一生呢，比起我们所有的过去生还有未来生，它其实是非常非常小的，非常小的。所以呢，为了这样非常小的、非常短暂的快乐呢，我们需要付出很大很大的心力，很大的很大的用功。所以你们可以看看呢，我们真的需要有很深很深的智慧呢，才能真正的去了解，这个其实呢，这世间的快乐其实是众苦门来的。
So I mean, to understand that, you know, how much hardship we put that to achieve that. But, end of the day, you achieve that, you're not satisfied, you know. Then again, you want to look something better than that. And looking another one, you know. So then, during the process, of course, there's so much difficult, you know, your mind uptown. You know, then of course, because of that, our health, you know, everything, you know, effect, you know.
所以呢，我们要明白，为了追求这一生的安乐呢，这短暂一生的安乐呢，我们付出很大的心力啊，付出很多的努力啊，然后去追求。当我们追求到一点快乐的时候呢，其实呢，我们就想想，诶，我们又开始不满了。我们得到快乐的时候，本来是应该很享受了，可是呢，过了一阵子，我们又不满了。这样呢，我们去找另外一个我们可以追求的快乐。所以我们呢，在这个过程中呢，我们又重复同样的事情，要付出很大的心力啊，很大的用功啊。这样我们得不到，或者在得到的时候呢，我们心呢就上上下下得不到就很烦啊什么，然后就去继续想啊应该怎么样做啊，所以我们的整个心呢这边上上下下跳跳上上下下，这样呢在这过程中我们的健康啊我们的东西其实都受到影响，可是呢我们就是这样快乐的追求着。
So like that, you know, to understand, okay, but small pleasure, you know, I mean compared, very small pleasure.What you get, but you think this is true, then put hardship, so much hardship to achieve this. After that, then when you achieve that goal, I mean, talk about samsaric pleasure, you know, whatever it is. So then, when you achieve that, what you want, then of course, after that, then another suffering, you know, you, how to protect that, you know, hardship to, so much hardship to achieve that, then after,Once you achieve that, then now another problem. How to protect, you know, this for a long time, you know, how to protect, you know, keep thinking, effort to protect that, you know.
所以呢，我们应该明白哦，我们的这个循环，所以我们呢付出很多心力在追求我们要得到的一些快乐啊。当因为我们认为啊，我们去追求的是真正的快乐吗？没有坐在那边，你看，然后你去追求，你得到了，你就哎，你看，至少我得到快乐，因为我们认为我们去追求的是真正的快乐。哎，其实你们应该问问题的，什么是真正的快乐？当你们追求啊，然后付出很多心力啊去，那我们得到过后呢，你们觉得好像也不是很好啦，不错啦，不过应该有更好的。这样呢，我们的痛苦又来了，我们有新一轮的痛苦，新的痛苦出现了。那我们觉得，哎呀，我们要追求更好的，然后呢，我们付出很多心力啊去追求啊，到最后得到了，又有新的问题了，新的问题一直不断的。产生了，所以我们想想，如果我们想想，我们其实一直在重复，这样我们应该深一层去想，我们应该怎么做。
So like that, you know. So when you try to achieve that, I mean, there's so much difficult time. Then once you achieve, then to protect, also there's so much negative emotion is there. You know, always up down, you know, to protect.The samsaric pleasure, what you have achieved, you know, whatever you have, in order to protect that, then again, so much, you know, mind up down like that. So much unhappiness there, you know, so like that.
所以呢，当我们在追求我们这一生的快乐，我们的目标的时候呢，我们呢，其实是历经千辛万苦啊。就是其实我们是需要付出很多心力啊，当中也经过很多痛苦的。这样在追求的过程中呢，这样有时候呢，有时候你觉得哎呀很烦啊，会很烦啊，有时候为什么会这样啊，你会感到担心啊，有时候感到忧愁啊，所以呢你会有很多各种各样的，你的心就在那边跳跳上上下下上上下下、哦、所以你会感受到很多很多的烦恼。
So like that, well, how much effort you put, end of the day, there's no, they are uncertain, cannot be relied upon, you know.
So, 呢，无论我们费尽多少心力，我们历经多少千辛万苦呢，最终呢，我们也不确定哦，我们到底能不能得到我们想要的快乐、哦、我们得到的那个东西呢，那个快乐是不是真的是可靠的。
So everything like that in samsara, you know. There's no certainty, you know. No guarantee, you know. Whatever we achieve, you know, in samsaric pleasure, there's no guarantee, you know. So, I mean, the point is, end of the day, all this impermanent, you know. It won't last forever, you know. It will disappear. Not only the object, but even object doesn't disappear, yourself will disappear, you know. So there's no guarantee. Whatever this samsaric pleasure we believe, that cannot bring you everlasting, you know, happiness.
So, 在我们在轮回当中所追求的快乐呢，其实呢，到底是不是能真正的带给我们快乐呢？我们是不确定的，而且这个快乐可能也是不可靠的。为什么呢？因为这些呢都是无常的，因为这个你所追求的快乐呢，不会永久的、持续的、不变的在那边哦。所以呢，就算有时候能追求到快乐，可能觉得诶啊，这快乐你得到那个东西啊，你觉得那个东西带给你快乐，可是那个外境啊，你得到那个东西呢，可能比你更长久啊，它东西可能还在那边了，可能已经死掉了，对不对？哦，所以你可能你比你得到的那个外境那个快乐呢更加无常啊，所以呢，我们可以看看轮回啊，轮回所有的一切，无论你去到哪里，它都没有办法带给你长久不变、永恒不变的快乐。
Okay, I mean this. What I'm talking, nothing new. I'm just talking of the life story of ourselves.
Life story of ourselves.
I'm not talking something new. I'm just talking about our life.Life story.
所以呢 ，Kevin J 跟我们讲的呢，其实并不是什么新的东西了，或者我们从来没有听过的东西了。其实我们自己看看哦，看看哦，想想哦，我们里面我们自己的 TV 啊，电视机就会开起来，就可以看到了，对不对？啊，这样我们看一看呢，并不是什么什么新的东西啊，或什么我们没有看过、没有听过的，其实就是我们的生活了。我们就是这样。这样活到今天了，
可是他，I mean, so if you look deeply, not think deeply, then you understand how clever you are. You know, we are. The point is that.
所以呢，其实呢，我们去思维的时候，去想的时候啊，当我们在做我们的禅修的时候，我们去思维、去想的时候，我们应该这样深层的慢慢去看，哦，看我们的现在、我们的过去。这样呢，如果我们聪明的话呢，哦，我们拥有、我们用我们智慧去分析的话，我们就可以看到这一点。
You know, so my point is that, so we're totally, you know, very, very ignorant, you know.Just small thing we hold on that. Just put like insect rolling on that, like that. Just hold on that. That's all, you know. So this means we have really, really ignorance, you know.
所以当我们深这样深入一层去分析的话呢，我们就发现了其实哈，我们怎么讲？哎呀，不好意思讲，其实我们并不太聪明了哈。我们觉得，哎，我们为什么这样愚蠢呢？这样愚痴呢？那讲白点，有时候讲，哎呀，我们好笨啊！你看，我们真的就好像那头苍蝇啊，或者那个昆虫一样，在那边飞呀、飞呀，绕来绕去，绕来绕去，重复啊，绕到精疲力尽。
So like that, so then, when you look, you know, then, of course, the uncertainty, you know, in samsara, you know, so, even you are so rich in beginning of life, you know, doing well, but then, lower part, I don't know what to call it, lesser part of life, you become poor, you know, like that. But some beginning very poor, then after become rich, so there's no like certainty, you know. Rich, always rich, not like that. Poor, always poor, not like that. Up, down, you know. You can see that in this world.
而且在轮回当中呢，没有一些是永远肯定或确定的，都有很多不确定的因素。怎么讲呢？有些人可能他刚开始的时候他小时候呢可能是非常富有的，非常有钱的，可是呢那活到后来啊，长大之后，成家之后，成年之后呢，却变得非常贫穷。可是有另外一些人，他就是颠倒过来的。开始的时候呢，可能这一世开始的时候呢是很穷的，可是呢，越来呢，后来越来越富有。所以在轮回，在我们轮回当中啊，没有一样东西呢是不变的，它一直在变化，是很不确定的。
So like that, I mean, all these people, I mean, never believe that you become poor. When once you're rich, then you believe you'll be rich forever, but not like that. One day become poor like that, you know. So there's no guarantee, no certainty.
所以呢，也不是说人家自己要变穷或什么呢？可能他开始的时候是很有钱的，可是呢，他也没有相信呢，也从来没有想过自己有一天呢可能会变穷，或者自己就要啊。我要越来越穷，也没有人这样的，好像没有，也没有人这样讲的。可是呢，他这一生呢，就慢慢这样变化了。所以呢，我们可以看到呢，就算是在这一生，我们这一生呢，也没有东西呢是有保证的，是永远不变的。
So like that, similarly, you think you are so healthy, no? You think I won't sick, or I'm so healthy.We think that, you know, when you are healthy, you know, but again, there's no guarantee, you know. You may be sick that night, morning you are healthy, but night you can be sick, you can be dead. You know, today you are healthy, tomorrow you'll be sick, you know. There's no guarantee, always healthy, you know.
同样的，我们可以跟他复制，想想其他的例子。比如说你现在很健康，你很健康，你就觉得哎，我很健康，可是呢这也是没有保证的。可能早上你醒来的时候你很健康啊，可能到晚上太阳没有下山了，你就生病了，然后你去躺一下就死掉了。
I thought Kim O'Hoyne already 啊
对呀，你可能觉得哎呀我好累，我去躺一下，等你躺一下就没有醒来了哦，可能呢，也不要害怕啊！你晚上累了还是睡觉。
好，先
入去 ，did not sleep tonight 啊。Is it morning you're very healthy? Then at night you sick, then you lie down, you dead.
Yeah, so recently this one, Kapan young monk.You know, about 8 years old, he just came to monastery in, I don't know, December, on January, he came to monastery to ordain, you know. The mother brought to the monastery. So, then, I think he's 8 years old, so he wanted to be monk, so then I accepted him to become monk.Then after that, I think he was okay, you know, 1 month, I think about 1 month, he was okay. Then New Year Day, all the monks, you know, all the young ones came to see me. Then, of course, there are so many young monks, I don't know, I don't recognize everyone, but this the young monk, you know, he came to see me about Kata, then he looked very down.Sad like that, you know. Then it's about 10 o'clock, I don't remember. He came to see me over Kata there. Then I asked him whether he had breakfast. And he said, no, like that. Then I gave him biscuit. I mean, there's so many monks, but I don't know. That day somehow I just asked him like that. Then I gave one biscuit to him, then he took. I didn't notice anything after that. Then after third day, I think somehow, he wake up morning, he went to wash face near the his room there. Then suddenly, unconscious, you know. Then after bring to hospital, on the way he passed away, you know.
So, 呢没有东西呢，在这个轮回呢是有保障的。这保险公司啊，是骗人的哈、哦。你看到有一个，就是 KR 就讲了，就 Ken Rumjie，Ken Rumjie 要，对不起啊 ，Ken Rumjie 就讲了他自己的一个例子，就是他在科班寺的时候呢，就是在一月，就是前两个月一月，就是有个妈妈带了一个八岁的小孩哦。来到科班寺出家，这样他都天荣却就接受了，就跟他剃度了。这样过了一个月，就是他诶还好好的，没有事情了，就是过了一个月，就是刚过的就是藏历新年嘛，罗萨嘛，罗萨，我们是华人新年，他们是罗萨。正罗萨的时候，他就去见Ken Rumjie， 那时候他已经出家一个月了。这样Ken Rumjie 他就跟通常他们有个新年有个习俗，就是去见他们的寺庙的主持啊，然后就见卡达啊。像 Ken Rumjie 看到他的脸色好像不大对哦，不大对哦，这样好像不太开心的样子啊，就问他了啊，你吃了早餐没有？你看跟小孩子讲话嘛，那他就好像就想不大开心，他讲没有，所以呢 ，Kim Rumjie 就拿了一块饼干哦给他吃，哦这样，像到了第三天呢，罗萨的第三天，像早上这个小和尚啊，小沙弥醒来呀就洗了脸，可是过了一阵子，他突然间就昏迷了，昏迷不醒了，所以他们就赶快要把他送到医院去，可是呢，在那个逼宝的途中，他就死掉了，啊。
What is what people? Huh?
Ambulance.
Ambulance. We don't have ambulance in Nepal.
Nepalese ambulance got sound? No sound.
No sound. Oh. Even sound, no use.
Okay.
Because like Nepal road, you know, there's no use ambulance because here you have system, you know. You like poor line, you go poor line. Nepal, we have two line, poor car go. So ambulance, no use how much you make noise. There's no way to keep away.
对不起，刚才翻译错了。那个尼泊尔的救护车是没有那个声音的。
Better don't use ambulance in Nepal.
所以他说最好在尼泊尔不要用他的救护车了。
So like that. So, so that's what call. You know, I mean this. You are healthy today, tomorrow you may sick. You know, you may die. So there's no certainty. So that's the one. Then also like that, you know, our friendship, our relationship, you know, I mean, everything we trust so much, we believe so much, you know. You know, so thinking so much. Oh, that's it, you know, once I have that friendship, I will be happy forever. How much you believe there, how much effort you put there to achieve that, you know. In reality, of course, we all know that, you know, after that, you know, no certainty, you know, anytime. Friendship can be changed. Relationship also like that. Everything, you know. There's no certainty, you know. But again, you see how ignorant we are, you know, believing so much, you know. Put effort to achieve that, that's it. But again, there's no guarantee. Then you understand. Then again, same problem. Same thing again, you start again, you know. So like that, there's no ending. You know?
同样的，我们可以推展开。 开来呀、啊，就是可能呢，今天呢你很健康呢，啊，明天呢却会病死。这样我们的亲戚啊和朋友的关系啊，亲人和朋友关系啊也是一样的。哦，今天呢可能是亲戚朋友啊，朋友啊最好的朋友，明天可能就是敌人了。所以有很多东西在这个轮回啊，轮回世界上气世界呢，很多东西呢，我们呢心里啊很深深的相信哦，哇，只要我们去肯去做啊，去追求，我们一定会得到啊我们想要的这个快乐哦，像我们健康啊，我们就去哦去健身啊什么之类的，我们很相信的、啊，我们很相信这一定就是可以带给我们快乐的东西、啊，所以我们花了很多心思去做。可是呢，很多时候，哦，这个娑婆世界，这个轮回世界，有太多不确定的因素，所以我们去追求我们想要的东西，我们认为是这样的东西，过后呢，却不是那么一回事。所以我们可以看到呢，其实呢，我们是很不是太聪明的，我们是很愚蠢的啊，是很愚蠢的，是很愚痴，被愚痴无明包围的。所以呢，我们所追求的东西呢，我们都费了很多的心力啊，都千辛万苦去做，结果我们得到的是不能保证一定会兑现的东西啊。可是我们却不明白了，所以我们一直去追求新的东西，这样东西得不到，我们就追求新的东西，然后产生新的问题，再追求新的东西，我们就在重复、重复、重复，整个循环了。
So like that, so that's the another what call this mentioning the lamrim casting, what casting the casting of bodies repeatedly.Rapidly casting the body, I don't
know. 所以在菩提道次第里面呢、啊，菩提道的教导里面就有讲，不断的生生死死，就把这一生呢，这个身体呢被用完了，对吗？丢掉，然后就来生再换一个新的身体，然后重复条东西，又把那身体丢掉，再有新的身体啊，可能是天人啊，可能是人啊，可能地狱道啦、啊，所以不断的丢弃我们的身体，不断的生生死死。
So the idea is that you know, so even you have beautiful body, for example, yeah, I mean.You have such a beautiful body, for example, then you like so much. You know, then. But you look deeply, of course. Sooner or later, body will change. How much you like, you don't have any, you don't have any power to hold that, you know. It will change into ugly, you know, sooner or later. Not only that, even you want to hold that body, it's not possible, you know. Have to live, you know, and then you have to die. The point is that after that you die. You can't hold that body forever, you know, even you wish so much, you know.
虽然如果我们是有个很美丽的身材，或者是一个很健硕的身材呀、啊，这样我们呢，通常都如果没有这样的身材，我们都会很喜欢的，对吗？这样呢，我们都想要哇，就永远保持这个满分的身材呀、啊。好、哦，可是呢，这个愿望啊。是不能达到的，是不能兑现的、哦、不管你多么的去努力呢，他不管你多么喜欢，多么执着于这你的身材的话、啊、总有一天呢，他是会改变的，他是不受你控制的，无论你多么用功、哦、出多么大的力气去阻止他，你是没有这个能力能够完完全全的去阻止他不变的，总有一天呢，它会慢慢的变得丑，变得不好看，哦，这样你还是就没有办法，就这样丑丑的就这样活下去，没有办法吗？哦，这样这一天呢，这样你这种好看，然后丑丑，然后就死亡了， 虽然我们就是想要得到哇永远这个样子，可是是不可能的。
So then, so like that, then does the water, repeat death. So that means, so then, you know, after the death, after you die, so you don't have any alcohol, no freedom, you know, you have no freedom, you know, what you wish you to achieve, you don't have any freedom. Then, even if you don't wish, you know, you have to take unpleasant rebirth. You know, you don't have any freedom what to choose, you know.
所以呢，我们一直在重复，不断重复，受生受死。这样我们可能讲，哦，这生完了哈，就算我们这生完了，这生完了就死掉了，是不是就是一了百了呢？也不是啊。哦，就是你这身死掉了，你就认为啊，我解脱了，我自由了，没有了，你还是不是自由的？为什么呢？你还是没得选择。如果你的恶业造得很重的话，你没有选择的，你就要被逼了，就投身到三恶道去了。哦，还是没得选啊！哦，还是没有自由。
So point is that you know, even wish such a good thing, but you know, it's not possible, you know.You wish so much, but you don't have freedom. You know, so point is that, you know.
所以呢，希望得到完全的自由，我们讲解脱了哈，用佛教的术语讲，得到解脱，这生完了得到解脱也是不可能的，还是不可以由你自己去选择，就身不由己，死的时候是心不由己。
So like that, so you have to take all different type of rebirth, you know.With the power of the karma and delusion, then we take all different type of rebirth, you know.
所以呢，就根据呢我们所造的业，我们的愚痴无明呢，我们要一死后呢，就去不同六道的任何一道呢，去受生了。
So like that, so. So anyway, so in the life, so we go up, down, you know, sometimes we're high, sometimes we're down, you know, so like that, you know. So like that, then, so when you die, then also we die alone, you know. We don't die with other, you know, we die alone. Then we take rebirth, also we don't take rebirth with other together, you have to take your, you know,You take your own rebirth, you know. No company there.
所以呢，这一生过后呢，像我们懂，我们有来生了，这样呢，我们可能就会投生到善道，哦，享受快乐，可是又掉下来过一掉，又投到恶道。那有些恶道完了，恶道完了，又再上道，所以我们就在那边就上上下下，上上下下，跳上跳下，好像跳飞机这样哦。上上下下，所以呢，我们在轮回当中呢，一直不断的从善道到恶道，恶道到善道，一直不断的受生了啊。所以呢，就每一次当我们的那个生命完了，在那个道的生命完了过后呢，这样我们就要死亡，死亡就要另外一个道去了。这样我们死亡的时候呢，也是自己一个人去，不会说有别人陪你，说来来来，大家一起死，没有了。没有，就是你自己一个人的哈。哦，有没有什么陪你啊？什么没有的？哦，就是你自己一个人去。所以你死的时候呢，是自己一个孤孤单单的上路。当你要去另外一生去受生的时候，去投生的时候，你看看哦，我看到哦，你要去受生的时候，也只是你自己一个人去受生的。你们讲来来来，大家一起来呀，来这里也没有哦。所以都是你自己孤孤单单一个人死亡，孤孤单单一个人去受生。
So like that, so when you look deeply our life, it's like that, you know, so how rich you are, how wealth you are doing, how pretty you are, how good looking you are, end of the day, you know, become ugly and also then have to leave behind everything, you know. We put so much effort, but end time of the death, nothing can be carried with us, you know, include your body like that. So have to leave behind how much you cherish, you know. When you look deeply, how much effort we put to sustain this body, how much cherish, you know. You know, but
所以呢，当我们自己坐下来自己去想的时候，当我们讲思维修啊，别人可能讲哇，你要坐在那边哇，要直直，其实不需要的了。你思维修，你坐在椅子上也可以这样思维修。然后你去想的时候，你去分析去想的时候，你可以看看哦，你所有的朋友啊、亲戚啊，或者不论是你的财富啊，你多么有钱，或者你的样貌你多么好看哦，多么好看或者多么健壮，哦，总有一天呢，这些呢都会不见掉的。哦，健壮啊，好看的都变丑，然后呢，那钱啊，什么，你所拥有的每一样东西啊，你感到很自豪、很骄傲、很快乐的那些东西啊，当你要走的时候啊，就没有一样东西啊，你是可以带着跟你带着一起去的。无论你怎么不舍，每一样东西啊，你这里的这你所拥有的每一样东西，你都要放下。然后离开，包括你自己的身体哦，你这身体，你想，哎呀，没有了，我身体啊，什么什么？其实我们很身体，我们是最最放不下的。我们百般呵护、照顾啊，生病啊什么的，哦，我们最最珍惜的身体，哦，我们用很多方法哦来养活自己的身体，让自己身体更强壮、更好。这样的身体呢，我们最亲密的身体，当我们死亡的时候呢，我们都要跟他说再见。
So like that, so therefore, in the upon this good quality, recognizing this shortcoming, you know, so that's important to understand.
所以呢，我们要明白，要明白我们所为什么讲世间圆满，诸过众苦门。我们明白。当我们去追求这一些的时候呢，他所隐藏或者他会带来的过患，他不好的地方是什么
？Okay, so I mean this paragraph is extremely important. You know, seeking samsaric pleasure is the door of suffering. They are uncertain and cannot be relied upon. Recognizing this shortcoming, you know.Read and think, you know. So meditate, you know. I mean, how we live our life, you know. So whether we are really still we want to live like that or what, you know. So this is the big question, you know, after understanding, you know.
所以呢，这第五个偈颂呢，其实是非常重要的。可是我们要明白，要了解这第五偈颂讲的是什么。他讲的世间圆满，诸过众苦门，不可依赖，享受不厌足。所以我们明白，我们要明白，要认清啊，为什么世间这些快乐，我们所追求的快乐呢？为什么我们讲它是众苦门？明明我们感到很快乐嘛，其实它众苦门并不是说我们感到痛苦或什么，而是这样的追求的快乐到最终呢，它是不可靠的，而且也不是不确定的，不一定就能够实现兑现的。哦，所以如果不能兑现的话，我们就不断的追求，所以它是不可以依赖的。哦，即使我们得到那一刻的享受呢，我们也过后呢也会觉得不满，所以享受不厌足。所以呢，如果你不满的话，就有新的烦恼产生了。所以我们是否要这样的生活，这样的过我们的生活呢？
So this is extremely important topic to mindful, you know, so everyday mindfulness on that, you know, the samsaric pleasure, you know, this door of suffering like that, then not certainty, cannot rely you know, problem, shortcoming, you know. So just like that to remind oneself in the daily life, you know. You know, everyday life, to remind that in the heart, you know.
So, 呢，我每天呢都应该这样意念哦，这样去意念，这样去想。哦、我们所追求的世间的这些快乐呢，啊，它是不确定的，它最终的结果是不确定的，它是不可靠的，而且也不一定会兑现，它是不能兑现的。所以，我们需要用这样的东西呢，每天呢去提醒我们。
Okay, so then. When you see that, you know, then when you see that all this problem, samsaric problem, you know, really, when you really see that, really samsara problem, you know, then you don't see this as a pleasure, this is a problem. When you see that, then, you know, you have another wish, you know, wishing for strong, for the liberation to achieve, you know.So therefore that please bless me to generate a strong wish for the bliss of liberation, you know.
所以呢，当我们看到的那轮回所带来的烦恼啊，这个轮回不断的受生受死，各生所带来的烦恼，所带来的问题的时候呢，我们就可以清楚看到，诶，这是我们认为的快乐，诶，这是我们它会产生的问题，会带给我们的烦恼的时候呢，我们的心里就会产生一种强烈的希求心，希望呢能够从这一切中呢解脱出来、哦、我们就会去追求解脱的快乐。
So like that. So then the next one is led by this pure thought. You know, so that's the meaning of that. You know, you really see, called samsaric pleasure is, you know, draw suffering, you know, uncertain, not reliable, you know. So then,When you see that, you have a strong wish, oh, I want to achieve liberation, like that, you know. So, you must have this pure thought, you know, to generate this pure thought, you know, mindful alertness, you know.
所以呢，当我们清楚地认识到轮回的烦恼的时候呢，我们清楚地看到了我们所追求的轮回当中所追求的快乐呢、最终会变成痛苦的时候，会带给我们痛苦和烦恼的时候，我们就会升起这勇猛追求解脱乐的那种心态。当我们升起，我们心里升起、这清净心的时候呢，就是这第六记了，这个偈颂讲的由彼清净心令所引发，这由彼，这个彼就指的就是第五偈颂、你完成了第五偈颂，你升起了清净心的时候呢、你就会时时刻刻意念、就要从这个痛苦轮回中解脱出来，所以你就会有这个正念和正知。
So like that, so the next verse is that lead by this pure thought, mindfulness, alertness and the greatCaution arises. The root of the teaching is keeping the Patimoksha vow. Please bless me to accomplish this essential practice.
当你清楚地认识到轮回的过患的时候呢，你就会升起这解脱的清净心，所以你就会进入这第六偈颂。唯愿加持，令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发。正念正知即大不放逸，然后你就会正念正知就会升起，主修教法根本别解脱。
So like that, so with this seeking, not the wishing to achieve liberation. So I mean the pure thought is about that, you know, to achieve the liberation. I think pure thought meant that here, you know, having this, when you have this pure thought, then with this pure thought, then be mindful, alertness, and caution, you know, will be there, will be arises, you know.
当这个强烈祈求解脱的心升起的时候呢，这个解脱心呢，就是一种清净心啊，它就是对治烦恼的心，所以它是清净心。当这清净心升起的时候呢，你就时常有这正念哦，这正念呢就会抓住你的心念哦，这样你就不会你就不会不就会不放逸，就不会说让你心散乱啊，继续这让烦恼产生。
So like that. So very basic. So then, when you have mindfulness, then your alertness, then more caution. You know, you'll be very caution. You know, so not to create negative karma. You know, create more virtuous karma. So then, here very precise practice and the morality. You know, so that means keeping the precept, keeping the bowels. You know, with the mindfulness.With the caution, you know, so then you practice the Patimoksha bowels, take Patimoksha bowels and keep that pure as possible, you know.
所以当你有这希求解脱心的时候呢，你就会有个正念和正知。这正念呢，就抓住你的心呢，就持续当刻注意当下。那正知呢，就是当你的邪念升起的时候，你马上知道把它带回来，所以你就会变得非常小心谨慎。怎么小心谨慎呢？你的心呢就不会去制造恶业，恶念升起的时候马上制止它，然后你心呢就会专注去制造造那个善业。再讲造善业呢，是以戒为根本，所以呢你就会很清净的去修持你的戒律。
So like that, so, so very beginning, so like that, so, you know, keeping the precept, you know, like, such as 10 and virtues like that, you know, so, like, 3 from the, body, you know, the negative action, then, 4 from the speech, and 3 from the mind, like that, you know, 10 and virtues.Try to avoid that, you know, so with the mindfulness, you know.
所以开始的时候呢，我们就要从我们的戒律开始，就修戒。修戒呢，就要持戒，持戒要持戒清净。所以我们要注意我们身体的行为，我们的身体的行为有三戒。那我们嘴巴讲出来的话，我们的语有四戒，那我们的心呢有三戒，所以我们就要持着十善戒。
So like that. So, so, I mean, the very important, you know, with the pure mind, it's lead by this pure mind. So, extremely important, you know, with your motivation, whatever you practice. So here, first, must motivate yourself like that, you know, seeking samsaric pleasure is not a real pleasure, you know, this pull of suffering. Then, wish to achieve liberation, you know,must have this strong wish. Then, with this motivation, then you engage in the practice, you know, whether you're keeping precept, or you're reading sutra, or you're listening dharma, or you're giving charity, or you're going to teach, whatever it is, you know, with that motivation, then you engage. Then, more effective, you know,
当我们的心呢清净啊，我们就保持我们的心清净。这样讲，我们的心要清净啊，怎么清净法？就我们先修我们的起心动念。我们先修我们起心动念。就是怎么修，怎样发心呢、我们这样发心就是当我们在做任何东西之前，我们想想、我们是不要追求轮回的快乐。因为轮回的快乐你去追求的话呢，最终呢是会带来痛苦的，所以呢我们要从这个轮回当中解脱出来，所以你这个希求解脱的这个意愿，所以你这样的去发心，所以为了要解脱，为了要解脱，从轮回中解脱呢，我要 现在我要开始去修，修什么呢？哦，我要持戒清净。所以你持戒清净是因为你要得到解脱，或者呢是哦，我要解脱轮回，所以现在呢我要念这个经帮助我、哦、修善持善。这样我们在，或者我是去听经，或者我做布施的时候，或者我跟别人分享佛法的时候，或者法师在讲经的时候、啊、他们有这样的清净，发着清净心念，这样去发心，然后去做去修的话呢，你所得到的效果呢会更强大，更有力量。
So then, when you have this pure and lead by pure thought, so when you have this pure thought, I mean that means to seeking liberation. With this pure thought, then, of course, then whatever you practice, you know, whatever you do, you know, then even you give one charity, you know, a small charity to one sentient being, so that also become cause to liberation. You know?
所以如果我们能够如是如理去修行啊，如是发清净心的话，无论我们做什么或修什么法，比如说是一个小小的给一个众生一个小小的布施，它都会成为解脱的因。
So like that. Okay. Okay. Any question?
大家听了这么多，有没有问题或不明白或不同意的，也可以问。安迪有没有问题？
哈哈，笑死了！
有，哎，刚过新年了。念死无常，死无定期哈、啊。嗯，怎样去思维，怎样去修哈、啊？Andy asking about this death and impermanence. How do we actually meditate on this part of death impermanence? On there's no certainty of death. It means death can come anytime, any age.Any place? How do you meditate on this one every day?
Every day, think like that, lah.
No. Auntie is asking, what are the contents that you can use to think about it? You know, to reflect on it.
She know anytime that can become anytime. She know.
She knows. She knows.
She know or not? Ask.
She knows or not?、
She knows or not.
上师问你，你知不知道死亡可以什么时候都发生？你知不知道可以什么时候死掉了？哦，没有定期的了。你知不知道？你知道不知道就可以了。先回答第一道问题。你知不知道死亡随时都可以发生的？啊。She knows.
Okay, then think that every day.
你这样想就可以了咯。啊，你每天如果能够想到这一点，其实就很好。
So it's very helpful, you know, when you have this mindfulness on that, you know, that can be happen any time. You know, then that's very helpful. You know, one day die, okay, it's happened. So you are mindful, so then it happened. So you are not shocked, you know. Huh?Others you get shocked, you know? Huh?
所以呢，如果你能有这个念死无常的正念的话，它可以帮助你呢。怎么帮助你？因为你懂了，哎，随时都有可能死亡会发生的话，所以呢，如果你有这个正念的话，当死亡突然间发生的话，你不会感到惊奇的。为什么我死掉了啊？你不会感到惊奇的啊，真的，因为我们忘记了。
So I mean, all like that, you know, I mean, to mindfulness, I think it's very, very important, you know, we can be sick anytime, you know, our bodies, I mean, not our bodies, not the, what call,
not fragile.
Like, I mean, very fragile, yeah, not like rock, you know, so you can be sick anytime, can be sick anytime due to different condition, you know, can be sick anytime, you know, so when you have this mindfulness, That is okay. One day get sick, okay. You know, you can accept that. You're not mindfulness on that. Then one day get sick. Well, why get sick? There's 100 questions in the mind, you know. But there's no answer, you know.
所以呢，念死无常，其实如果有这个正念的话，有正知正念的话，其实它可以帮助到你，因为你就知道我们这个身体其实是很脆弱的。我们身体不是好像石头这样，可能哦100年、1000年都在那边呢，它还是很坚硬的。可我们身体是很脆弱的，就很容易一下子就生病啦，或者是四大地区火风不调的话，我们就生病啦，那可能伤风啦、咳嗽啦，好像我这样有点喉咙有点很像阿贝虾这样啊。所以呢，我们身体是很脆弱，很容易生病的。它的四大不调的话，可能我们就啊。所以如果我们有这样的正知正念的话，有这个念死无常的话，当我们有一天生病的时候呢，我们就能够接受了。你会想，哎呀，为什么是我？你看其他人都好好的，为什么是我啊？所以我们就能够接受，我们就不会这样了，我们就不会这样怨天怨地。
So like that, all this, just now we talk about the samsaric problem, you know, we just now talk about samsaric pleasure. I mean, understand that, you know, and always mindful on that. Oh, samsaric pleasure is like that, you know. So understand like there's no certainty, you know. So when you have mindfulness, something happened in the life, you know, that you can accept easily, you know, because you know this, you know, it's going to happen. You're mindful. You know what's going to happen. So, then easy to accept. That will happen. You know that. So, once you accept that, there's not big issue there. You know, your mind is not so disturbed, you know.
所以呢，轮回中的烦恼啊，轮回中的快乐啊，其实差不多都是一样的。所以我们如果很清楚的了解我们在轮回中的快乐呢，其实呢就是这个样子的，它是不确定的，它是没有保障的。所以当我们在享受这个快乐的时候，我们要有这样的正念啊，这个是不确定的，不是永久的，它是没有保障的。所以当这个东西突然间断掉的时候，或者突然间事情有了转变的时候，这样你就能够接受，然后你就觉得，诶，这是很自然的，这是一定会发生的，这一定会发生的东西现在终于发生了，所以你就可以接受了。所以如果当这东西转变变死亡发生的时候，你会讲，诶，这死亡终于发生，诶，这一刻终于到来了，虽然我不知道是哪一天，虽然不知道哪一刻，可是这一刻它终于发生了，就在你身上，你就说，哦，发生了 ，OK， 这样，你能够接受，它就不是很大的一个问题了。虽然它可能还是一个问题，可是不是一个很超级无比巨大的问题，就不是了，所以你的心呢就不会那么烦，
Okay, so it's extremely important, you know. So, mindfulness and reality. Mindfulness and reality. It will happen. So then, you just accept, you know, all this come from due to cause and condition. Nothing happened without cause and condition. You know? So, therefore, so whatever happened in the life,understand this come from cause and condition, then mindful on that, just accept that, and relax, you know, once you accept, that's it, you know, when your mind cannot accept that, this become huge problem in the mind.
所以有这样的正念呢，是非常重要的，对我们这个现实真相的正念是非常非常重要的，所以当东西啊合在一起的，你懂它是因缘合而生的，当这因缘散了，这东西就完了。所以当我们的心呢、我们的心呢、有这样的正念的时候，所以当事情发生就因缘不聚的时候，事情发生了，我们就能够接受。 这样如果我们能够接受的话呢，我们就没有什么好烦的了，因为这本来事情就是这样了，我们能够接受，这样我们的心呢就会很平和很平静。
So like that, so, so I mean, that's extremely important to be mindfulness, you know. So because of cause and condition, you know, then we are sometimes up, we are sometimes down, you know. So then, sometimes happy, sometimes not happy, you know, then whatever happened, you know, then if you understand that, then accept that. You know, once you accept, I think,your problem is less, you know. The most of the what I see is we can't accept. Then asking 100 questions, why, you know, then more unhappy, you know. I mean, the answer is due to cause and condition. There's nothing much answer than that. So because of that, then it's happened, up, down, you know. Happy, unhappy, pleasant, unpleasant, you know, good, bad.Like, so, understand that, you know, that, I think less, your mind is less disturbed, you know.
所以其实我们要认识这一点，认识、明白、放下，哦，这是非常重要的。我们要有这个正念，就对我，对这个现实正向的正念呢，正念呢，当东西很好的时候，是因为各种因缘条件具足。啊，它不好的时候呢，就是其中有一些已经跑掉了。所以有时候我们会觉得很好哦，过得很快乐。这样有时候呢，我们会觉得很烦呢、啊，很不好啊，这是很正常的，这是很正常的现象。可是如果我们有这个正念的话，我们能够接受的话呢，我们的烦恼就会比较少。那通常呢，通常我们。觉得很烦啊的时候，是因为我们的心不能接受事情的真相，哦，这样你们就问，哎呀，为什么是这样？为什么？为什么？有很多个十万个为什么，问了越问越烦，你真的你问自己越问越烦，所以倒不如接受，哦，你接受了，你就觉得，哎，本来就是这样的，哦，你的烦恼就会不见了。
呀，为什么？为什么？啊，为什么？为什么？啊
，Karen 觉得华语越来越好了。
嗯、好了，
好，有问题 ，Cindy 啊 ，Cindy 有问题。
What?
Cindy, say, King Rinpoche, could you be kind enough to explain what's inside this heart of the Professional Wisdom Sutra? 找到在哪里啊？你的不生不灭在哪里？不生不灭，等一下哦。哎呦，我老花眼啊。不生不灭 unproduced, okay. Shariputra, likewise all phenomena are emptiness without characteristic, unproduced, unceased, stainless, not without stain, not deficient, not fulfilled. Yep. What does this mean? That's what she asked. 不生不灭不垢不净不增不减这六样东西哈。These six things, unproduced, unceased, stainless, not without stain, not deficient, not fulfilled.
What first one?
It's actually from this stanza. Shariputra, likewise, all phenomena are emptiness without characteristic. Unproduced, unceased, stainless, not without stain, not deficient, not fulfilled.
I don't know. Huh? I don't know what the Tibetan word there.
Sharibu, Dobat.
It was translated in Tibetan.
You hold on, 我去对照一下，看这边有没有 Tibetan.
Okay.
你看那 preliminary prayers 有没有啊？
Okay, okay.
有没有心经？
没有，哎呀， Okay, never mind. I understand. Macheba. 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 Magapa. Chimana.
You may have Tibetan.
Never mind. Macheba. Magapa. Maybe that's it.
Oh. Huona. Huona. This one got Tibetan. Okay, one, two, three, four, five, six. Six. Okay. Six.
Anyway, I can't explain now. Anyway, Macheba. Magapa. Next class. Next
six. Sharibu Deta Wana Tumpani La Zumi.
Not that one.
Soame Dushime Dujina Me Nampa Shipa Me.
Not that one.
Mime Nama Me Name.
Macheba, Makapa, maybe that
one.
Anyway.
没有了，这个藏文和那个英文没有完全对照。
Next time, okay. Next time.
77，谢谢。
This one, I think. Macheba.
Okay, here got. Macheba. Magapa. Drimepa. Drimadandrawa mepa. Drimamepa. Gawamepa.
Okay. Next time. Next time.
下一课。
All this talking about the emptiness, yeah.
你看你这个我要帮你翻译成藏文了。哇，难度很高。教心经啦。念了进去里面。有个地方给你进去啊。She says, maybe Kemrujay can teach Heart Sutra for the next class. Explain the meaning so that when she chant it, she knows the meaning and she can enter into it.
Okay, good. I'll try. Yeah.Try next class, I think.
可以，他讲这个讲完了，下一堂课呢就讲心经。
Yeah, of course, that's the one thing you need to understand. You know, seeking liberation is just a wish, but again, to achieve liberation, of course, first step is keeping the precept, then mind, you know, concentration, then the wisdom. You know, when you talk wisdom, then you must have understand this Heart Sutra. Without that, there's no wisdom. Yeah.To achieve liberation, yeah.
所以呢，通常我们现在只是讲出离心啊，希求这出离心从这个轮回中解脱出来。所以这个出离心希望得到解脱，所以希望觉得解脱只是一个出离心一个心愿而已了。你还要先持戒，有了戒的基础呢，然后你去修定。去修禅定之后呢，它就可以引发，从禅定那边呢，可以引发智慧，智慧才会升起来。这样我们讲的智慧呢，其实如果我们讲真的要有这个真正解脱，你是要有智慧的。这样要有这个智慧，你必须了解心经。心经在讲什么？你明白心经哦，你就可以解脱了，真的解脱了。
Okay, so mainly that. So today the topic is that seeking samsaric pleasure is the door of suffering. You know, think about that. Then they are uncertain and cannot be relied upon. Recognizing this shortcoming, you know, so this is extremely important to remember, you know, then whether it's true or not, investigate yourself, you know, then get some understanding there. Oh, it's true.Like that, you know. Only then you were able to change Dharma practitioner. You know, otherwise it's difficult. You know?
所以，当我们讲这个思维修啊、修行的时候呢，其实我们可以根据这些经文啊，像这个功德本颂啊，比如说的第五偈哦，唯愿加持令我先认清啊，这样我们就想想。要认清什么东西，这样去想其实是非常重要的。世间圆满诸过众苦门，就是说我们在这个轮回中享受的快乐，为什么呢？最后都会变成 众苦门呢？那这个到底是不是真的还是假的？是对的还是错的？我们可以自己去想啊，那去分析啊，这样去想去分析啊，其实是非常重要的。那你这样去想去分析，其实就是一种修行了，就是你在修了，哦，是非常重要。这样，如果你真的完全明白，或者便是完完全全明白了，有了一点了解，有多一点深入了解的话，这样你就会得到这个结论呢，哦，不可依赖，享受不厌足。这样呢，你的心呢，就有那个转变了，就有个转变，它会改变你做东西啊，你的日常生活，你看东西、做东西，你的看法、你的做法，所以呢，这样对你来讲呢，这个修行才有效用，才有益。
Okay, I think we stop here. Yeah.
所以今天我们就讲到这里。所以你的心经就阿甘达当
啊 ，next time 啊，
哇，无生无灭啊，我们是有生有灭的啊，解脱的是无生无灭的对啊 ，we do dedication，
yeah， good。
我们现在做回向，日常诵文32面，如果没有记错的话，哇，回向，愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道，愿此珍贵菩提心未生令其速生起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切三十善事佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行，我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。谢谢大家，我们下个星期1:30见。So we'll see you next week, next Sunday 1:30 here.